Good morning or good afternoon, everybody. It's been a while, so I thought I better get in the program again and start recording some more classes for you guys. So today's read out of Find Your Mantra is peace, love, and happiness. Remember that the real source of peace, love, and happiness is within you. Bring peace, give love, give back, and you'll experience more peace, love, and happiness in your life. The action is peace in your life comes from peace of mind. Meditate on the things that bring a sense of calm and meaning to your life. Love is done best when you embrace an unconditional love for yourself. Find little ways to love yourself every day so as not to lose the pieces of you that you cherish most. Happiness can be found in the most mundane places. Practice self-care. Make more jokes, drink water, start each day with a made bed or a clean sink. Go out, stay in, and do whatever little things make you smile, however bizarre, quirky, or normal they may seem. And the benefit is creating a sense of calm and joy from within means that you won't have to rely on any outside influences to make each day a great one. When you tap on that well of peace, love, and happiness at the core of yourself, you can bring it to the people, places, and work around you that you treasure. Oh, that's a really good one. So sit in a comfortable position. Sit up nice and tall. Root down with your sit bones. And then when you're ready, circle your arms up overhead. Palms lightly pressed together. And as you exhale, draw your thumbs to the third eye and then to your heart as we bring the attention of the mind and simply place in the awareness of the heart. And we'll open our practice with one om. Join me if you wish. Take a nice full inhale. Om. Release your hands slowly. Open your eyes. So today's class is coming to you from my deck. It's beautiful outside today. Sun is shining. And I'm sure you can hear all the birds, which is kind of cool. Okay, so today we're going to start with sitting on your bolster or cushion with your back against the wall, crossing the legs in Sukhasana with the right leg in front of the left. So the right heel is moving towards the direction of being under the left knee. Check your thighs. Make sure they're parallel towards each other. This is class number 2, you guys. From here, you're going to curve your spine forward with arms, necks, and shoulders relaxed. Drop your head, close your eyes, breathe into your upper chest. Gently move the shoulders away from the ears. So just allow gravity to kind of draw you forward. Now, remember, you can always do this sitting in a chair. Sit on the edge of a chair, like a hard chair. And you can always just cross your shins. Okay, you do not have to get on the floor. And you want to let the position enter your body without effort. Bring your mind into your practice. And just breathe. Notice where you're feeling any sensations and what those sensations feel like, and are you okay with them? If not, make subtle, minute adjustments until you're okay with it. And breathe. Breathing in and breathing out. You can breathe out and in. And then when you're ready, slowly lift your torso and gently switch the cross of your legs. Okay, so now your left heel is going to be in the direction of being underneath the right knee. Once again, allow gravity to just kind of draw you forward. Remember, you can, if your hands aren't quite reaching the floor today, you can put your hands on books or blocks. And just do a very gentle seated forward fold. Noticing if you feel any difference with the other leg in front. Breathing in and breathing out. And then when it feels right to you, slowly lift your torso. Okay, and now you're going to sit on the floor and you're going to change the cross of your legs, placing the right leg in front of the left, once again in a well-adjusted Sukhasana. And have your blocks or books ready. Okay, make sure you have one for each hand. And now you're going to curve the spine forward and extend your arms forward. Okay, so your hands might not reach the floor. That's okay. Use your blocks or bricks, okay, to put your hands on. Spread your fingers super wide. Align your palms with your shoulders and gently move the shoulders away from the ears. Drop your head, relax your neck, extend the elbows. Take one or two breaths here. Okay, now from here, you're going to, with your arms extended, you're going to move them to the right until you align your chest with your right thigh. Keeping the left sit bone on the floor, extend both arms along the right thigh. So really root down that left sit bone. And feel the difference. Remember the last one, your arms were on the floor too, but now you're doing a gentle twist. You're doing a gentle twist to the right. Try not to distort your pelvis, so keep the left sit bone down. The right ribs move up and away from the thigh. The left ribs move down. The right shoulder moves up and back. The left shoulder moves down and forward. And then just breathe. Sometimes that's the hardest part, is just breathing. Okay, so if you're having any difficulty, please soften the pose and adjust it so you feel comfortable. Remembering less is more. Okay, take another breath in and out. Slowly move back to center. Lift your torso. And now you're going to switch the cross of your legs. Kind of tricked you there. Okay, switch the cross of your legs. And now you're going to move your arms extended, fingers spread wide, towards the left leg, keeping the left sit bone pressing on the floor. Okay, drop your head. Walk your arms to the left until you align your chest with your left thigh, keeping the right sit bone on the floor, with both arms extended along the left thigh. And once again, notice the difference between the different sides, eh? The left ribs move up and away from the thigh, the right ribs move down, the left shoulder moves up, and the right shoulder moves down. Breathing in and breathing out. Taking a couple more deep breaths here. Keep pressing the right sit bone down. And then from here, slowly walk your hands back to center. Okay, lift your torso. And now you're going to lay down with your head on the bolster, knees bent, feet flat on the floor. Ah, take a break. So I hope you all are managing well through this crazy times we're having, keeping busy and staying healthy and active. Okay. Now from here, bend your right knee, hold it with both hands, and bring it towards the right shoulder. The right foot's relaxed. Okay, press the right thigh against your belly and find the stiff point in your groin. Use the leg to press the low back in the floor. That's going to feel really good, you guys. Remember, the left foot is flat on the floor, the left knee is bent. So you're bringing your knee to the direction of the shoulder. And then go ahead and lower that leg down and just simply switch sides, drawing the left knee into the chest, holding it with both hands, and use that leg to press the, use it as a lever to press the back into the floor, the low back into the floor. That's going to feel super duper good. Taking a few more deep breaths here. And remember, at any time, you can pause the recording to hold it longer. Or hey, you can fast forward it too. It's up to you. Okay, and then you're going to slowly release. Okay? From here, you're going to change the position of your bolster. You're going to put it on the long edge of your mat. And then you're going to sit on it facing the other edge of your mat. So the bolster is sitting on the long edge of your mat. And then you're going to sit on the bolster or your cushion a little bit more to the forward of the bolster and separate your legs as wide as possible. So your heels are going to be lined up with the long edge of your mat. From here, you're going to extend both legs and keep them extended. So you're trying to press the back part of your knee towards the floor. From here, curve forward. Okay, remember, you can always put your hands on blocks or a bolster. You're going to feel this probably in your inner thighs and knees. If you don't, that's okay. It just means there's another area that might be a little bit more restricted. Drop your head, relax your shoulders. Bring your elbows to the direction of the floor, remembering they do not have to touch. Blocks and books are your friends. From here, you're going to turn the right thigh in. Center the contact of the right heel on the floor and flex the right foot firmly, bringing the toes towards your shin. Bringing the back of the right knee down towards the floor a little bit more, you're going to create a longer leg from behind. Breathing in, breathing out. Relax the right foot, and now you're going to do the same thing with the left. Center the contact of the heel of the left foot and flex the left foot firmly, trying to bring the back of the left knee to the floor, but remember, both legs are extended. Take a couple more nice deep breaths. And then from here, simply relax the left foot and lift your torso. Okay, now we're going to do a lateral or side body version, keeping the legs the way they are, keeping both sit bones firmly grounded on your bolster. You're going to turn your torso to the left. Okay, keep pressing both sit bones on the floor. And you're going to reach for the right foot with the right hand, but your torso is turned to the left, but you're reaching your right foot with your right hand. The right side of your torso should be aligned with your right leg. From here, bring the left hand to the left hip and move the left shoulder and elbow back. Keep the head aligned with the spine. It's going to want to have a tendency to drop forward or to the right. Okay, so the neck is simply an extension of the spine. Open your chest and create a longer spine in this position and breathe as you're pressing the left sit bone into the bolster. Okay, from here, lift your torso, and now we're going to go to the left. Okay, so you're going to turn your torso to the right, keeping both sit bones grounded, and reach for the left foot with the left hand. The left side of your torso should be aligned with your left leg. Bring the right hand to the right hip and move the right shoulder and elbow back. Keep the head aligned with the spine once again. Don't let it drop forward or to the left. Open the chest, create a longer spine in this position and breathe. Keep pressing the right sit bone into the bolster. And you can even lift your right sit bone up a little bit and feel the difference, and then really anchor it back down and notice how you get a nice side body stretch. Okay, from here, slowly lift your torso. Okay, now you're going to curve forward, extend the arms, place one hand on each foot, but you're going to hold your feet from the toes. That's not happening today, you guys. Use your strap or use like a house coat belt and put it on the balls of both feet. Okay, drop your head and keep both sit bones on the bolster. Extend your knees. And just hold this position just for a moment or two. Take another deep breath in and out. And then slowly lift your torso. Ah. And now we're back to Sukhasana. Right leg in front of the left. The right heel's moving to the direction of underneath the left knee. Curve forward with your arms, shoulders, and neck relaxed. Drop your head and close your eyes. And just see if this one feels a little bit easier than the first one you did. I'm guessing it might feel a little bit easier. Okay. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing out, breathing in. Slowly lift your torso, switch the cross of the legs, left leg in front of the right. Check that it's a well-adjusted Sukhasana, so your thighs are parallel towards each other, best they can be today. Once again, curve your spine forward. Just allow gravity to carry you forward. The arms, shoulders, and necks are relaxed. And close your eyes. Breathing in, breathing out. reflect on the last time you did this, like the last class where you did this, how it felt. Okay, from here, slowly lift your torso. Ah, now you get to lay down with your head on the bolster. Feet are flat on the floor, knees are bent. That should feel really good. Okay, bend your right knee, hold it with both hands and bring it towards your right shoulder. Press your right thigh against your belly and use the leg to press the low back into the floor. And then just breathe here. This should feel really good. Breathing in and breathing out. Slowly release, place your right foot flat on the floor, bend the left knee and draw it towards your left shoulder, pressing the left thigh against your belly, once again using the leg to press the low back into the floor. The left foot is relaxed. One more breath in and out. Okay, and then go ahead and release. And then you're gonna take your strap or your housecoat belt. Remember, you don't want anything that's elastic-y-like. And place it on the ball of the right foot. Extend the right knee, keeping the knees in the same alignment, but they don't have to be touching. Keep the foot relaxed, and now you're going to use the strap to flex the right foot down. Okay, so you're trying to get the top part of the right foot towards your shin. Feel the calf opening, move the right heel just a little bit further away, and feel the skin on the sole of the right foot opening, keeping the knee extended. And he says here, hold for a long time. Okay, but of course you be the judge of how long is long. Breathing in, breathing out. Okay, and then you can go ahead and release that side. Now place the strap on the ball of the left foot. Once again, you're going to extend the left leg so your knees are in alignment with one another, but they're not touching. And then you're going to use the strap to flex the left foot down. Feel the left calf opening, moving. Just slide, just push your left heel a little bit further away from you. And notice, does one leg feel a little bit tighter than the other? Take a breath in, a breath out. And if you don't have any sensation in your calf, woohoo, but you can let the position work for you, stabilizing your back from the previous work. Okay, from here, release the left foot. And then extend both legs long. Interlock your hands under your bolster or your cushion or your head. Legs are slowly extending. If there's any pain or discomfort in your low back, I'm going to ask you to place your feet flat on the floor. Your knees would be bent. Okay? And you don't have to stay there. Like, you can slowly extend your legs a little bit later. Take a couple deep breaths in and out. And just see if you can just let gravity just see if you can just feel the earth just absorb your whole body. Just really just let everything go into the floor. Relax your jaw, let your head be heavy, your shoulders. Just visualize yourself just sinking into the floor, into the earth. Just breathe. And stay there as long or as little as you like. And take rest in Shavasana. Thanks for joining me in class, you guys. And we will talk soon. Bye for now.